This week on the podcast for new all-age comic books for October 21st, The Dark Crystal, a couple of Spider-Man, or would that be Spider-Men, Scooby-Doo, Black Widow, and more.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
That is correct. We are talking about the all-age comic books this week. New comic book day is every Wednesday, and in that list of comic books, there are at least a dozen, sometimes two dozen, that are going to be great for young readers. Some, which we're going to highlight in this podcast, as young as pre-K and elementary, early elementary school readers. Plus, there are some really cool books out this week that are going to fly under radar for those middle school radars and even high school kids. And fly under radar meaning like, you know, kids are going to be, they're going to know of the major superheroes. But these are going to be some that'll fly just a little under radar. Let's kick things off with Dark Crystal, The Dark Crystal, Jim Henson's The Dark Crystal. If you're looking for a comic book form, there is one that is going to skew older, I'll say middle school and up, just because it involves a lot of reading, but that's a great comic book. Right now, let's talk about this. This demo is on the opposite end. It's a board book, like for those pre-K, those crawler kids, crawlers, pre-K, and early elementary school kids. It's the Dark Crystal Touch and Feel Book of Opposites. It's a board book from Insight Kids, and it's also a touch and feel book. So if you're out of the know with crawlers, it's got the board book pages. So they're thick cardboard pages that kids will inevitably chew on, and also touch and feel elements, tactile elements that kids can get their hands on. These books are a hoot. We don't have any crawlers right now. But if you have a crawler, I make it sound like something you don't want. A crawler. I called the exterminating guy and he got rid of my crawlers. No, this is actually a good book for crawlers, like little kids 3 and 4 years old who are crawling and may not be walking with fluency. The Dark Crystal Touch and Feel Book of Opposites. It's a board book and it's a hoot. Get your geeklings started early. Another board book that's going to be really cool for those crawlers, this comes from the MCU, it's Black Widow. Black Widow, My Mighty Marvel. It's a first book board book. And it's neat because this was timed, it was supposed to be timed, to the release of the movie, Black Widow. Of course, movie schedules are out the wazoo right now, and my money's on Black Widow just going straight to Disney Plus. But that's just me. If you can't wait that long and you want to get your young geeklings tuned into Black Widow circa the classic illustrations from the golden era, looks like early 70s art, with you don't even call them stories because it's a board book. So it's just going to display Black Widow's characteristics, how she acts on thick cardboard paper with simple font in simple sentences. You crawlers, you're not listening to this, but your parents are. This is going to be really super cute. Look for it. That's all I can say. Black Widow, my Mighty Marvel first book board book. A tongue twister. Now, this comic book we've been following for 10 years because we love it. And coincidentally, our now 11-year-old son loves it also. It's Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Issue 106. Yeah, you know how it's going to end, you older readers. But it's so much fun. The art is classic. The stories are new. And don't misunderstand me when I say classic. Meaning these are new stories. And it's new art. It's new everything. It's just that the characters are so classic. And I know those darn kids are going to mess it up, and it's probably just some yeehaw in a mask. But they're great stories, and our 11-year-old loves to read them, and I love to collect them. It's a classic comic book, Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Issue 106. It comes out every other month, and this is one of those comic books that you elementary school libraries, if you want a gift, I'm kind of speaking to two people. If you're a person who wants to give something to your local library, your local school library, and you're not sure what to get them, and they do not have a subscription to Scooby-Doo, get them a subscription to Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Also, Sonic the Hedgehog. Both of those comic books are awesome in elementary school libraries. We're going to touch on one more in a second also. That's a great series for elementary school libraries. Scooby-Doo, get it this week. And call ahead to your local comic book store, because your local comic book store may not have many of this series. Case in point, our local comic book store is bigger than the average bear, but they only get between 3 to 5 issues of this. So it's not a huge seller. It sells out quickly. Reserve it now. Middle school Disney kids. It's almost an acrimonious opposite term that. Check this out. Disney Pixar, Finding Nemo, and Finding Dory. This is the story of the movies in comics. It's from Dark Horse. And the reason I say it's going to be for middle school readers is because this is the story of Finding Nemo and Finding Dory, which seems to be a very elementary school-based story. Yeah, you've seen the movies. My elementary school kids loved it. But in comic book form, it's going to be a lot of reading. It's going to be more reading than maybe those middle elementary school readers will be able to handle or be comfortable with. So if you're maybe an upper elementary, that's your jam. Or middle school readers who love Disney, you can check out Disney Pixar, Finding Nemo, and Finding Dory. It's the comic book adaptations of those stories that you saw in the movies. And Dark Horse does a great job with these Disney properties. Worth checking out. Another studio that does a great job with this imprint, it's this. Star Wars Adventures. It's a joint imprint from IDW Publishing and Disney. An imprint could be the incorrect word there. It's published on IDW Publishing. But if you check out any of the Star Wars Adventures, that's the key phrase you're looking for, Star Wars Adventures. It's jammed with action, and it's perfect for middle elementary school and up. I like reading it, even though I'm kind of a classic Star Wars guy, because it's got enough action, and it's not baby-type action. It's kind of realistic, but not science fiction, high school-themed action. It's stuff that's going to be great for all ages. And this is really, I mean, if you say, what's the most accurate definition of an all-age comic book right now? And it's probably going to be anything from the Star Wars Adventures or the Marvel Adventures. Both of them kind of the same way, from IDW Publishing, and this week has Star Wars Adventures, The Shadow of Vader's Castle. It's issue number 1 in this miniseries. Your kids are going to love it. Boys or girls, doesn't matter. Anything. And the cover is great. It's got Darth Vader's hands kind of sticking out of the lava, and his castle in the background. Beautiful stuff. Expect greatness from Star Wars Adventures, The Shadow of Vader's Castle, out this week. Now this one, it's not left of center, but it's so great. And for a while I was hesitant to mention it on the podcast because everybody knows it, but it's so great. It's worth saying why it's great. The Amazing Spider-Man, issue number 50. 50 is out this week from this current boot up of it. Obviously, I think it's issue number, whatever, 820 in the lineage of Spider-Man. That's a guess. I don't know what it is. But this is a comic book that's going to be great for middle elementary school all the way up through you old geezers out there who are in your 50s, 60s, and 70s. I'm with you. So I call you old geezer with love and affection. This comic book is appropriate for those younger ages, though. Those middle elementary school students, it is going to be okay for it. I was hesitant at first, saying, oh, there's probably some language in there, the action. No. After reading this this current version of Amazing Spider-Man for the past year and a half, there's very little that's going to be inappropriate for middle elementary school kids. Plus, it's one of the more adult titles that our 11-year-old loves to read. And I say adult title in kind of air quotes, because the characters, I mean, this is real Marvel action. The characters are real, and it's a real comic book. And I don't say real as a pejorative to younger skewing comics. But you know how younger skewing comics, they look younger. And past a certain age, kids are going to realize and they're going to say, no, this looks like a baby comic and I don't want to read it. And I can identify with why they would say that. That's why I point out that The Amazing Spider-Man, it's real and it's a collector's comic book and it's awesome, but it's not too much for middle elementary school kids. So parents, you're okay. You're okay. Amazing Spider-Man out this week. In a parallel world also, Spider-Woman. I love this series because I liked Spider-Woman when I was a kid. It's going to be about the same thing as Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man, except less popular, just because it's Spider-Woman, and she's a grown woman. She's a mom, basically. So that's why it's going to skew older to maybe even you parents who are looking for something weird. Weird is the wrong word. Left of center. I mean, I can't think of any other superheroes that have kids than Spider-Woman. That's what initially attracted me to it. I'm like, yeah, she has kids and she's rocking it out. But it's also got a lot of action. It's really fun. It's great. Spider-Woman issue 5. It also marks the 100th appearance of Spider-Woman. Check that out. And my last Spidey news of the day, Miles Morales, Spider-Man. This series is great. It's going to skew the same way as Amazing Spider-Man. Issue number 18 from Miles Morales is being reprinted, the second printing, this week. And I mention that because sometimes when an issue goes into second printing, it's a good landmark issue or it starts a story that a lot of people are latching onto. So check it out if you're not into Miles Morales or you want to say, okay, what's going on? It's your chance to get back on the bus with issue 18 from Miles Morales, Spider-Man. And it's tough to know what your kids are going to laugh at. A great example of that, in my office right now, I see my old Calvin and Hobbes, some zits. I'm talking cartoon compendiums that I've collected through the years. Zits, and I'm thinking, what does our 11-year-old like? He loves Mutz, and Mutz demos even younger. Zits he likes because that's kind of his world right now. Calvin and Hobbes he likes because that's elementary school and way up. And he also likes The Far Side. And I didn't think he would like The Far Side, of course, the classic strip from Gary Larson, because it's very smart. It's a very smart type of humor. In that vein, I think he would like Dilbert. And a new collection of Dilbert cartoons, it's out this week. Dilbert, eagerly awaiting your irrational response. This is funny because parents are going to get it from the get-go. They're going to say, Dilbert, love it, awesome. Will kids like it? I don't know, because I think of Dilbert as a classic strip, and I think a lot of the humor that happens in the workplace from Scott Adams will translate to certain kids in upper elementary all the way up. Not many of them, but some of them might. Case in point, our 11-year-old, I think, would get and laugh at many of the things that Dilbert finds funny or that are funny in Dilbert. And I think it's also going to be funny because kids could watch parents read it and know that there are different ways to be entertained, different things that they find funny. And it's cool. It's not just everything is anthropomorphic animals or whatnot. You can have office culture that's hilarious and laugh out loud funny. What are you reading this week? If you want to hashtag that, hashtag Daddy Mojo, or hit us up on Twitter, it's at Daddy Mojo, and please share with us what you're reading.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.